copy that, Ron. Okay, I just wondered if you got yours. I didn't hear any transmission back.
Yeah, did you copy mine? I'm sorry, maybe we went over the top of each other.
I think we did. You go ahead with yours.
Okay, my apologies. All right, mine is W.C. Bayless, and that's spelled B-A-Y-L-I-S at gmail.com.
Okay, I got that Gmail. Did you get the Ron W. Huss at Gmail?
I did not. One more time with that email.
Okay, it's R-O-N-W-H-U-S-S, S as in Sierra, at Gmail.
So it's Ron W-H-U-S-S at Gmail?
That's a roger.
Copy that. I guess my other question to you real quickly would be, what about distance? And I take it that these, again, are basically a network that you're connecting to or nodes, whoever else may have one, if I understand that correctly. Go ahead.
You are correct. They are basically line of sight. You can figure for a handheld unit from handheld to handheld, it can be from just only a couple of blocks to maybe a mile or a mile and a half. So if you're in an open field and one person's, you know, a mile away on one side of the field and you're on the other, you're probably going to connect. If you know, trees, houses in a city type of thing, the range is considerably less. So you're looking at less than a watt, you're looking in most cases like a milliwatt of power on these things. You're about 22 to 25, dB, I think, on it itself. So not a lot of power on these devices. How they work is they do mesh together. So the more people that you get, the more that they'll find and connect with each other to zigzag their way along, kind of like a repeater would be. Now, in Saginaw, the Central Michigan Emergency Network Group has put up two repeaters in the area, one in Frankenmuth and one on the Harrison Covenant Harrison Hospital roof. So they are doing some testing. There's about eight of us or so in Saginaw that have them, so we've been testing. I was able to get from my mobile station at Harry Brown Airport out off on, you know, east side of I-75 to the west side of Saginaw, just Saginaw Township, and be able to connect from my mobile through to my home station through the one hop at Harrison through the repeater that was there. So you're looking at about maybe 8 or 9 miles as the crow flies by using that. So kind of like a repeater that we have, they got the repeater for that. So more you have, the more the mesh connects. Generally, most of the time, you can set it in your software, but out of default, it's three hops. So it'll go three hops, you know, from yours to two other stations before it gets to your person, the other person you're trying to connect to. So right now, Dave's the only one up there, so you're probably not going to be much to connect to at this point, but it's something to experiment with when you get in, say, a field day or as a group for some other function, a fox hunt or something like that. A good thing to test there.
Copy that. Very interested in the one you had set up at your house you called a Wise Block, which sounds interesting, like maybe that would be, again, you're setting up a node at your house. So I guess if you're line of sight, if you're away from your home, that you can then connect into your own home, which is kind of cool. I'll definitely look forward to your email. I deeply appreciate the time you've given me on that. I won't hold you up any longer, but sounds like a fun little something to test out. So, again, thanks so much, Ron. Back to you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Bill. Yeah, like I said, it's a fun little project. It's not hard to put together, especially the Helltech basically is a battery, a case, a board, and plug in an antenna connection for it. That's all there is on that. The Weisbach is a cool thing because you can add a variety of different things to it. So it comes with a base unit. You plug in the radio module, which is, the 900 megahertz portion. It works off in Bluetooth to connect to your phone or tablet. It comes its own little antenna, but I bought, a external antenna. It's about a foot and a half long, about 6 dB gain, with some 3 foot of coax, end connector coax, a waterproof box outside. You can add, I added a GPS unit to it. I added a display unit to it. You can add other sensors. You can add, temperature type of sensors or voltage sensors to it that you can read remotely. So, it's got a bunch of different modules designed not only for the Meshtastic, but LoRa in general, the long range, to be, a weather station or something like that. So a variety of different things you can plug into that board. So a lot of fun to play with that one, too. So I will not get the email out tonight. I will send it out when I get to work tomorrow. Gather the right information that I get to you because I've got it in a bunch of different Word documents of this, that, and the other, so I'll try and compile them together, and I'll send you some information then.
Very good. I will, with that, I'll let you go, and appreciate it again. Have a good week, and 73s to you.
All right, Bill, have a good week. 73, KC8 YVF clear.
KE8 NKN clear.